In a moment, we're going to have one of our great traditions at Prairie, the candlelit Santa Lucia procession of our young people. And I'm very happy to point out that our teenagers here at Prairie are bending our traditions a little farther toward justice. That they object to gender-defined roles, and they embrace the freedom that that gives them. So Gavin Richards and Aaron Liu, in particular, identified our tradition of only girls leading this procession as being sexist. So from now on, boys as well as girls will have a turn to wear the Santa Lucia crown and lead the procession. Today's procession is led by Gavin Richards. Isn't that great?
You can call it Saint Stephen. That's the other saint they use.
Oh, okay.
Same time.
Okay. Gavin was thinking that he would be Saint El Chio.
Yeah. There's also Saint Steph.
But there's a Saint Steph on. So the kids are getting themselves organized with the help of Paula and Carl and Randy, but they'll be up very soon. In the meantime, we can go ahead and take down all the lights. They're ready? Okay, so we're gonna hum Silent Night. Oh, Amber, you'd like to. Okay, there's a note. Okay, so, and when I give you this, you'll stop, okay? So. Lovely. Welcome to Prairie. Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Karen Deaton. I'm a member here. Prairie aims to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. We welcome you no matter what your age or your abilities or inabilities. Later in the service, we'll have an opportunity for visitors and guests to introduce themselves and tell how you came to be here, but you're not obligated to get up and talk. On Sunday mornings, we provide a wide variety of services presented either by a Prairie member, a member of the wider community, or by our consulting minister, Sandy Ingham. Today, our program is a traditional Prairie program that's a We Make It Ourselves program, where we share things from our lives this year. Our offering this morning will be shared with the, to purchase warm clothing for inmates at Dane County Jail. So the Social Action Committee will be working with the chaplain to purchase hat, gloves, and thermal wear for inmates. The Social Action Committee also invites people to stay after the service and to write a Christmas card for inmates in the county jail. Last week, we had 38 holiday cards, and this is your last chance to write some holiday cards before you leave today. Our opening words today are by Henry Mitchell. Turn down the noise, reduce the speed. Be like the somnolent bears or those other animals that slow down and almost die in the cold season. Let it be the way it is. The magic is there in its power. And now we'll sing our opening hymn, number 73, Chant for the Season.
Please note that there are repeats where there's a bar and two dots. That means go back to the last part and sing it again.
Did everybody hear that?
Thank you. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you all. That was lovely. Now, Aaron Liu will light the chalice, the candle actually today, while I read some words selected from Sophia Lyon Foss. And so the children come, and so they have been coming. No angels herald their beginnings. No prophets predict their future courses. Yet each night a child is born is a holy night. A time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping. We'll have a moment of silence now, bracketed by a chime at the beginning and at the end. And now it's time for our symbol tree ceremony. This is a prairie tradition where each of you has the opportunity to bring a symbol of something important to you and hang it on the tree. It could be a symbol of something that's happened this year or something you're thinking about. If you don't have a symbol that you remembered to bring, as we often forget these things, you can go to the table at the back of the room and cut something out or color something and have that to bring up. We're going to form two lines.
Can you hear me? Is this mic on?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have two lines, one along each side aisle, and then take turns, one person coming from each side. So as soon as the person ahead of you has finished talking, you can step up to the mic and start doing your talking. And so you can talk as the person hangs their ornament on the tree. While you're up here, if you remember to bring your guest at your table box, you can put that under the tree. And you can also take a cookie or cracker or two from the little table next to the tree that that our procession leader brought up the front. Okay, so I'll start off while people start lining up. This year had a lot of difficult things. It also had some happy things, and the symbol that I choose to hang is from something that's just happy. Okay, Matt.
Well, we'll start. So this year, we had not one, but two fun family vacations to Disney. The first was a surprise trip. I won't bore you with the details, but I'm pretty darn proud of how we pulled it off. The second one was with about 18 of us at the largest point, and that was in June. And so it was quite great, a lot of good memories. So anyway, we've got a little Disney ornament with Mickey ears that we thought we'd throw up on here.
I'll speak for Ava.
So Ava's putting her brown belt on the tree. She didn't want to speak. Yeah, so she earned one more belt. The black is coming this year, the black belt. So parenting being an expensive proposition, I'm going to be renting her out as assassin. So as you think about your neighbors or your coworkers, just talk to me later.
I forgot to ask you guys to say your names when you step forward.
Yeah, we can't see.
Oh, you can't see. Yeah. Well,
see the.
There we go.
Yeah, that's
where the switch turns this one.
The middle switch?
No, the end one, the other end.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we
okay.
go.
Okay.
Except it has to
be undone.
There we go.
How's that?
Okay. We only needed a loaf for a sandwich.
Right here.
Okay, we're Barbara and Bob Park. And we had a very full year, so it was hard to decide what to pick. I was in Spain and Portugal and in Montana skiing, but I didn't pick that. And I spent a month in Alaska with my daughter helping her recover from her illness. But I also went with her to Philadelphia to the convention. So this is a picture of her giving the Alaska vote count at the Democratic convention.
Oh, wow.
Another highlight of the year was our family reunion in Madison, and
This is a picture of the people attending. They're all lined up in order of height.
Where are you, Bob?
I'm Ann Urbanski, and I have two things. The first thing that happened that was significant this year, we had a lot of things, but you know, you had to narrow it down, was my husband Lee finally retired from doing his book business, his Amazon book business, sold his 3,000 books to somebody, remaining books to somebody in the end of June, and we're done with that and got everything out. So this is a fake book cover. This friend of mine who does little teeny tiny books said, give me a thing for a fake book cover. So a bunch of her friends put them, gave her ideas, and one that somebody gave her was, my rowboat has no mirror, and the lighthouse has the right of way. So this is a fake book. The second thing is that we took a big driving vacation in July, and while we were on that vacation, we came to the decision, which we kind of had already decided on, but we firmed it up, that we are going to leave Madison next year. And next year, this is going to be our last winter here, as soon as we can get our house sold, which probably won't be till the summer. And we're going to move to Santa Fe, New Mexico. So we'll have a guest room. So we'll have a place for people to come visit. So we'll miss you guys, but I got to get out of this one.
Santa Fe has snow.
No, not as much as here. And it's dry in the summer.
I'm Rick Recking. Marilyn can't be here today. She's preparing for surgery tomorrow. She's kind of angry because the surgery isn't until 3 o'clock and she can't have anything to eat or drink after midnight or something like that. So please keep your good thoughts for her tomorrow. We're hoping that the surgery will it's not supposed to improve her. It's supposed to stabilize the condition that she's got. So we're hoping that that works out. One of the big things that happened to us this year was losing our good boy, Bix. Bix Biderback. And he lasted 14 years. He was pretty healthy, you know. We nursed him along the last year or so, but he was sure a good boy. And this was his last trip up the rocks at Devil's Lake about maybe 3 years ago. So that's Bix.
My name is Barbara Chatterton, and this is Invisible Ron Fry, who headed out to Prairie before me, but probably got a job on call. So Ron reconnected this year with lots of music. He joined the symphony chorus. He reconnected with people in Baraboo, which is primarily music, and just a lot more, and it makes his heart full having more music in his life. I flew all over and traveled all over the country with love. Ron's family in May, my son in Monterey, California, my best friend in Seattle, and my daughter and grandchildren in New York. And so it was a wonderful travel year.
So I'm Julie, this is Henry and Faith Line. And as Jim and I celebrated our 20th anniversary this year, we also though lost our wedding present, our 20-year-old cat now has died. So we lost her this summer. Her name was Barley, appropriate for our love of beer. And then 2 months later, we gained a new addition to our family, and Faith has her initial collar, our rescue puppy, who is now 9 months old.
I'm Nancy Schroff-Nagel, and I brought a prop, but I'll probably not use it correctly, so I'll do it later. Last year was a year of major changes. My mother died. I retired, I bought and moved into a condo, I got my affairs in order, so now I can die in it, I don't care. And other things too, but basically what has happened is, for the first time in my life, I am getting peace in my life.
I'm Ken Skog, and I'd like to mention three joys for my wife, Judy, and myself for this year. The first started last January and continued all year up to this date, will continue, and that's the birth of our first grandchild, Gwen, who's fabulous. We get to see her at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. And the second thing is the graduation of our daughter, Kate, from UW, from grad school. And she now has a job. She's gainfully employed as a postdoc. And the third is my wife, Judy, continues to be stable after her her radiation therapy treatment last December. So she's currently doing okay with her cancer. And to symbolize that, the only thing I think of to symbolize all of that is the contents of our Christmas letter.
Three years ago, I hobbled up here on a crutch after my knee surgery. Instructions at that time is get going as fast as you can and do it. This time, it's my foot surgery, and the instructions are you can do your chores around the house, but don't do anything else. And so, fortunately, prayer is my home. But since I'm not allowed to dispose of things at this point, I thought I would do a, for the future, next month I can wear this boot.
It's been a heck of a year, mostly very good, some very tough things, but that are working through, just kind of tough to even symbolize everything that's gone on this last year. Probably the best, and actually Nancy made me cry a little bit because that would have been a good symbol as well. What I'm gonna put up is my name tag because I feel like it's been a year of sort of figuring this out and being comfortable with who I am.
Hello. It's been an interesting year. Cecilia. I went to a new school, and this simplifies it.
Yay.
Hi. I'm Ryan Camp, this is Jamie Camp, and this is Spencer Camp, our newest addition. We put Spencer on here with his birth date. He is now 4 weeks old and 1 day, so almost a month tomorrow. So he is definitely our joy for this year. I also threw some trees on here from our summer vacation this year to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, which unfortunately is no longer there. All of it and the cabins that we stayed in are now all gone. So, yeah, the fire pretty much chewed up that whole area, and unfortunately it was all arson as well. So hopefully that the trees will grow back, and before you know it, everyone will be going out there to visit again and bring back all the people. Yeah, a lot of fun. So.
You guys are a hard act to follow. Thank you. I'm Rebecca Strom, and this is Steve Hingle, and this is Tess, and Charlie is still hiding behind the chair back there. So our family has spent the last year settling in. We moved to a new home and a new school and new community. And so we brought our peace crane. Can you hold it up? Yeah. Our peace crane with the bell on to symbolize peace, settling in.
Thank you.
Pam Gates, and I'm going to hang up a sock as a symbol of my thanks to the Prairie congregation for all the generosity of the collections over the past year. We've been sharing with lots of wonderful organizations in town like Odyssey, and this month we're collecting, so some of the jail inmates have somewhat warmer clothing, and so this sock will symbolize that.
I'm Robert Rushline, and Rick Recky and I have been enjoying this wonderful Wisconsin Ideas course this fall. And I've been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize last January, and February 1st was the deadline, and vetted by the Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Thorbjørn Jagland. And so things have been a little more international for me on my websites. My three-year campaign is up to 90,000 views, 145 approximately weekly press releases, and that'll make my book, which I plan to work on this spring, when Joanne goes on sabbatical, and we'll probably both be working on books. And the Sage Encyclopedia took two of my entries in October. Suddenly, October, November, December have been decidedly international. It has been very popular, and about five times the normal downloads for those two articles. So things are moving up, and we're going to keep pressing the Nobel Committee till we get there. Peace is my symbol.
I'm Jesse. A lot of things have been going on in my life, but the thing that is taking up most of my time is school again. And so I brought something from one of my more interesting classes, which is biology. I've always been very fascinated by DNA and how that works, how it goes about being translated, and how this giant molecule could make us what we are. And so I brought a double helix.
I'm Ann Pryor. I'm delighted to be here with all of you on this. It's very bright outside, even though you can't tell it in here. I retired from 20 years of working at the Wisconsin Arts Board in June. This is a former business card. I'm delighted to hang this up. And it has freed me up to do those little projects that I never had time to do. So the latest one that has brought me so much joy is this alphabet book that I created for my great nieces and nephews with photos that I've taken. And I just made, you know, alphabet rhymes for each letter. I'm so happy doing things like this. I'm just so happy. And I'll have to make another one next May for a granddaughter.
Oh! Yeah. It's all good.
Hi, I'm Ruth Calden, and part of the History Committee. And I wondered if anyone here could take a guess as to how many years we've been having the symbol tree.
Forty-six,
actually. Yeah, it was started by our first part-time minister, Dave Meyer, who experienced this at a UU church in Iowa. And also this year, sort of Blake's line about joy and woe are woven fine very much describes my life. And my son, Tom, whom many of you know, moved in downstairs with his two cats. That was a big thing. And so I have a picture here of the two of us. Last night we watched the women's volleyball final together, which is very nice. And it's just in time for now. I have some low vision, so it's very, very helpful.
Come on up, Eileen. And after Eileen and Al share their symbols, we're going to take a break and sing a hymn, which Eileen is going to accompany. Okay. And you're close by now. And then we'll start back up again.
So I'm Eileen Nettleton.
And Al.
And one of the big events this year was having many of you help us celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. Rick is just laughing. It's like, wow, did they really make it? And it was a wonderful celebration with our family together, and I was especially touched that my sister, who has brain cancer, and her new wife were able to be here with us to celebrate from Oregon State.
This will be hymn number 352. Stand as you're able. All and thank you, Eileen. Round two.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jim Johncox. My wife, Jen, Simon, and Helena. This year, we had to do quite a few trips, D.C. and Denver, and probably our best was a sabbatical to Costa Rica. A lot of adventure and some surprises. So we had 25 colones burning a hole in our pocket. So hang it up.
What's that? A penny?
Yeah. Well,
hi, I'm Randy Converse. This is a homemade snowflake, right? Bear with me, I have a lot of cascading thoughts that have some connection. Mostly in my honor of being a UU. The snowflakes, which I did, reminded me of the snow and of the individuality of all the snowflakes, right? And then I was reminded, Kathy, in our annual holiday letter, closed the letter with a synopsis of the first UU principle. And I think that that led me to the conclusion, given the troubled times that we're all facing, Unitarian Universalism epitomizes a beacon in the world. And that beacon is our first principle. The dignity and worth of each one of us, everyone in this room and every individual in the world. And I think UU shows that to the world, and we need that beacon.
Hi,
Well, when the Lions talked about their cat dying that was 20 years old, it reminded me of the fact that my cat, Graylene, died. She was 19 and some months old. And she was a wonderful cat, very friendly. Not a bad cat like my other cat. And so I really miss her. She liked to cuddle, and she'd come out to strangers and just want to be with them. But what I had planned to talk about is two things. One is a history committee, which Ruth already talked about, but this cookbook is ready for you to get now. And we ordered some extra copies, so if you still want one, you can get one for $20. And the interesting story about this is we wanted to have it to be a little cheaper, so we asked to have it made this size so that a spread could fit on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And I talked to a different person after I had ordered this originally, and they didn't get the point, so they made it full size, but they gave it to us at the same price because it was their fault, not ours. So you have a full-size cookbook, and it's pretty nice. The main difference is that it's in black type on white paper rather than brown on buff paper. And then something that I've belonged to for about 7 years is a Meadowood writing group. And there are four of us members of Prairie. Rick is one, and Faith, where are you, Faith, back there, is another. And Judy Lazarus, who I don't think is here today, is in it too. I've recruited all these people, and finally the leader said, you can't recruit any more people. But all four of us have stories in this book, which we just got this week. So that's the story.
This is Facebook.
I think many of us have had Graylene stay at our homes. And she is ultimate cuddler. She is really great. I'm Kathy Converse.
I didn't say who I was.
This is a bag of rocks. And I've had this thing about rocks since I was about 5 years old and belonged to Rock and Mineral Club when I grew up in Vermont. So my whole life I've collected rocks. I have rocks from every place I've lived. Everyone in my family has lived. I have rocks from 49 of the 50 states, and I have a rock garden in my backyard with all the rocks I've collected. And I still, every time I go someplace, our car comes home like maybe 100 pounds heavier. So this year, I have rocks from the Painted Rocks up in Michigan. I have rocks from Green Mountains in Vermont and the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and rocks from the beach in Maine.
Hi, I'm Patty Stockdale, and I just wanted to, we sang this not that long ago, but Dean and Orange Schroeder aren't here this morning. I think they went to Chicago to see Hamilton in this bad weather. Anyway, I convinced Dean to rewrite our Bond of Union, and he agreed, and so now they're in our hymnals, and we can sing them, so the song that we sang a few weeks ago is in the back of all the hymnals. And if you find one that isn't, let me know, and I'll... These are his words, his lyrics of the Bond of Union.
Now, I'm wondering if voice is going to come out of my... I think it is, right?
Yeah.
I can talk. Okay. I have, this is like a mini Joys and Sorrows. I'm Erin Bosch. So the joy was last January, I rented Prairie to have a family party, this room, and I really recommend that. You should rent this space because it's a great place for parties. And my entire family and all my grandchildren were here, and it has a stage, you see. And that was very helpful because we had a little skit, and if you have a stage, my granddaughter Juniper will perform. And so we had a skit and a song. She did a song, and then Tommy and Amelia, who I take care of after school, they played the piano. They're very adept at that. So that was a big joy last January. So not too many people have mentioned the sorrow. There's been some slight allusions to the fact that it's easy to get depressed right about now because of the state of our country and the prospect of a Trump presidency. So we just, it's very difficult. It's hard to get move on when each day there is an onslaught of another cabinet post. But I have brought for my symbol the safety pin because it's just some small thing that I'm sure you've all heard of, that if we put a safety pin on our coats, that some marginalized person may need some help and know that they can come to us and we will back them up. Just something small. And the other thing, I have now have two signs in my yard, one that is in Arabic and English and Spanish that says, no matter where you're from, you're our neighbors. And then I found a different one somebody on Facebook posted that I also purchased, and I like even better. And this says, in our house, in this house, we believe, and it has a whole list of things. Let's see if I can remember them all. Black Lives Matter, women's rights are human rights, science is real. Oh, there's like a couple more. And then the end one says, kindness is everything. And twice now, I've been happening to look out the window and I've seen people walking down the block and stopping and reading my sign. Oh, so that's the good part of that.
Hi, my name is Malianne Converse. I'm not usually here because usually I'm working on Sundays, but I just came back from Boston. I was in Boston for 4 months, and I had a four-month contract. I was doing some graphic design, so as some of you know, I have an undergrad degree in. And then I was also coaching soccer, also something that I was interested in, that I've always been involved with. And the job was okay, but kind of moving to new things. So I came back for the holidays, and I'll be applying to jobs again in the spring. I brought a keychain that's just a cutout of Wisconsin, and it just says the word home on it.
I'm Mary Franz, and I wasn't going to say anything, but when somebody mentioned an anniversary, I remembered that this year, 11 and a half months ago, we had an anniversary party at Capitol Lakes, our 70th anniversary. And the best part of it was that all our daughters and several of our grandchildren came, and our sons-in-law even came, who usually can't get away. And we had a very nice party there. And our daughter and her daughter sang and played the piano. And so Capitol Lakes is also a nice place to have a party, but I agree Prairie would have been great. So 70 years, and we're still going strong. When I hear about all the active things that people do, I get a little bit wistful because we don't do quite so much active stuff anymore, but we still have enjoyment.
I'm Robin Proud, and my husband Dan went to an event in Chicago yesterday, which on the way there, he said he made record time because no one was on the road and the roads were clear at that time. But coming back, he made up for that, so he got back late. And so I've got something here where it's just sort of like two candles connected. I've not been married as long as some people here. It's 42 years. And when we were first married, I would get quite concerned if he was doing something and I was not doing the same thing. Like I would go watch him play sports and feel like something. Now it's sort of like, bye. So yesterday, well, I've developed my own interest as part of it. Yesterday I was binge watching a PBS series from the 70s about the Adamses because I'm working on a program on Louisa Adams. Not only is her name now mentioned because she was the other foreign-born first lady, but when her husband was president, Congress wouldn't work with him. He had all these great federal programs that people thought, oh, that seems like a waste of money. He's infringing on our freedoms. And they didn't understand his vocabulary. He was too Harvard educated. And so although he went on to have a great career even after being president.
Is that Quincy?
So John Quincy, yes. Yeah. So anyway, sometimes we'll get some. I get some inspiration from the past.
I'm Deesa Pence. And my year was not all that exciting. I only ventured as far as Chicago, and and my trip was in July. I was able to take my elderly mother out to a block party. We wheeled her around the corner, and she had some, you know, picnic food and seemed to enjoy it. And she is 90, or she was 92. And that was the last I saw her. So she passed away, and then the house that I grew up in many years has been sold, and so it's all been kind of a coming together, and nothing tremendously wonderful. But my symbol that I couldn't think of too much to say, but. I'm bringing an ordinary ornament, and it's a symbol of my trying to get my ducks in order and downsizing myself after many years, and so these are some of my ornaments. If you or you somebody that you know would like some ornaments, just generic ornaments, please let me know afterwards. Next year, I'm looking forward to two of my children having weddings and one of them having my first grandchild. So next year should be really exciting.
Lots of changes.
Last call. Okay. We'll move on now to our offertory. Prairie runs on love, but as you know, we also like to have a little money. And our offering today is being shared half and half with the county jail chaplain to provide clothing for inmates. So please be generous.
Thank you.
You may notice that in the order of service, it says that Mary France was performing our prelude and offertory, but there was some confusion and some concern about who would be able to get here, so we had several musicians lined up, and Amber and Mary worked this out amongst themselves. Now's the time when we can welcome guests and visitors. If you're here for the first or second time, or if you haven't attended for a while, we invite you to introduce yourself and to say what brought you here, if you would like to. But wait for the microphone. Faith has the microphone. Anybody? Yeah.
I don't need a
mic. Now we need the mic for.
Thanks. So I'm Chris.
I'm Angie.
I guess we've been here a couple times in the last 2-3 years. But we recently got a call from my sister who just had a beautiful baby girl and asked that we be the godparents. So we're trying to put aside all the bad excuses for not getting here on a Sunday. So we thought the coldest Sunday in a while would be a good time to get here.
Welcome. Anybody else? Boy, everybody else looks very familiar, so. We will move on to our closing hymn now. Number 235, Deck the Halls. Stand as you're able. And I think it's our sixth principle is the belief in the democratic process. We're going to have a potluck. And you notice that we have the view of outside blocked for our candlelight procession. So I want to take a vote about who wants to keep the windows covered and light the candles on the tables and have a candlelight potluck. And who wants to pull down the black plastic and look at the outdoors. So if you're in favor of a candlelight potluck, please raise your hand. Oh, I can see how this is going. And if you are in favor of a sunlit potluck, okay, it's sunlight.
How about just plain food?
And if you don't care at all, you just want food. And everyone is welcome to join us in the potluck, whether you brought something or not. So please stay and enjoy some fellowship and greet your neighbor, and we're all done.
Thank you so much.